are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, San Antonio Spurs writer. Glad to have you back. And hey, tomorrow, maybe we'll get some Spurs action. As of this recording, there's been no official word if the Spurs will come back from their pause due to the COVID pandemic hitting the team. So, hey, hopefully cross your fingers by the time you listen to this episode of Locked On Spurs, you already have heard that they're going to play again tomorrow against the Thunder, or you know, a little longer wait. But what are we doing today? We're going to have some fun. It's been a while since we had a fan come on Locked On Spurs and give us the pulse of the fan. So, yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's another fan episode here on Locked On Spurs. We're going to be discussing what Spurs fans have been doing during the pause and if they're itching to see some silver and black back in action. And also discuss the All-Star game. No, not this year's All-Star game, but future All-Star games. Do fans feel that the young core, that being Lonnie Walker, DeJounte Murray, Derek White, and Keldon Johnson, any of those four, have what it takes to become a Western Conference All-Star? To do that and more, and repping the entire fan base, is my good friend Cameron McClure. Follow him on Twitter, at DangerATX. Cameron, welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Hey, Jeff. I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me back again.
So first of all, I got to ask you, did you survive the winter freeze, the Texas freeze?
Yeah, I did. I'm really glad to hear that you're safe, that have, you know, made it through the worst of it by now. We were very lucky. Like, we never lost power, so we were really lucky and really blessed. But
that's great.
All the folks across Texas, man.
Yeah, and if you're still dealing with it, there's plenty of services out there that many restaurants in San Antonio and Austin are doing to help people get back on track. Free water distribution, free food. Yes, free food is out there. You just got to look it up and see all the services. Just Google it. You'll be able to find what you need if you're in some dire need of some help. But let's go to transition now, Cameron, and talk about the San Antonio Spurs. So it's been a while since the San Antonio team's been in action. I know the Austin team's in action. But as far as the San Antonio club is concerned, yeah, they shut it down for a while. Eerily reminiscent of the pandemic last year when it shut down the entire season. Fortunately for the Spurs, it was just their time. You know, every team is going through it. Boston went through it. Oklahoma went through it. Washington went through it. Spurs, it's their time. What have Spurs fans been doing in the break? How have they been coping? What are they waiting for? Is it all Austin Spurs right now?
That's exactly it, Jeff. It is Austin Spurs. That is what's been getting me through this. Their games have just been so exciting and engaging and fun to watch. Big shout out to, I know, your companion Ty Yeager for his covering of it. It's really helped, you know, like, you know, get me through this break for the Spurs here, and all the highlights he's been posting has really helped me re-engage with the Austin Spurs that I've, you know, been following since I live in Austin for, you know, my entire life. So I followed them all the way back in the Toros. I went to a couple of their games.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, the Toros. I forgot about that. Yeah, they were once called the Austin Toros. And, it's good to see the Austin team get a little bit of shine during this pause. Came at a good time that there'd be some NBA-ish action. You know, the G League is going. It's not just Austin. All the teams, well, most teams are playing out in Orlando in their bubble environment. Yeah, the Austin team has been holding it down. I've noticed that Spurs fans during the pause have been discussing some of the talent that's on the Austin roster, that being Jones and Samanich. What are your thoughts?
Well, Samanich, I am so happy to see what I saw from him in the Austin Spurs. I mean, I just saw today that he's already been called back, so obviously Pop and company were very impressed. His fourth quarter takeovers, how many did he have? Like three, where he just decided to explode for 14-plus points to finish a comeback. And I think, I mean, if he can keep that momentum coming back into the NBA, he's just going to help anchor the Spurs bench unit, I think, and really help their depth a lot. But yeah, just watching him, he just looked so confident, so ready to play. Like, the game kind of slowed down for him a little bit, and the G League helped him sort of, you know, not feel as rushed. So if he can keep that moving forward, I think that might have, we might see one of the biggest, like, jumps from the G League that we've seen in a long time.
And what are your thoughts about Jones? Surprising, he fell all the way to the second round to San Antonio's lap.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like they got something going. You know, basketball is really a game of, like, getting in your rhythm and flowing. And Trey Jones just found it. Like, there were so many just good handles that he would have on the game that I haven't, like, I personally have not seen from him. And it just seemed like him and Semenyuk just got something going there. And, like, if that can become part of our bench unit, like, they just come in and immediately set a new pace and tone for the game if, you know, the starters are struggling or need a break or something like that, I really think it could help us, especially in, like, our third quarter struggles, which I don't even know how that's still a thing. It feels like every third quarter is really rough for the San Antonio Spurs.
Exactly, yeah. So the Austin Spurs definitely been holding it down right now and giving Spurs fans some action. What else has Spurs fans been talking about during the pause? Have you noticed anything, whether it be on social media or just in your circles, what fans are talking about the San Antonio team? Are they upset, you know, although through no fault of their own, that there was a pause? Did they feel it came at the wrong time? Did the play, how they were playing well, did that make them feel kind of like bummed out? Because, man, you know, they're just on a roll right now.
I mean, I was starting to get really excited for the game. Like, even, you know, when I'm tuning in for Charlotte Hornets games, like, I can't remember the last time I watched the Hornets play anybody, but I wanted to watch the Spurs play them. So, you know, when you hear that the break is going to be a minimum of, like, four games now, it seems a little long, and especially when it did seem like the young guys were really getting a groove and, like, moving together, and DeRozan was, you know, really looking like he was having a lot of fun out there. But, yeah, I mean, Spurs Twitter really has been getting me through it. I love all the accounts and all the people out there who put together highlight reels, put together really great breakdowns of, like, you know, here's some stats you may not have noticed about certain players and what they're doing. And then, you know, seeing that Mariah Carey gave a shout out to, was it Keldon Johnson, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was classic. Like, come on. That was so classic.
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks like Spurs fans have been dealing with it. But it seems to me they've been very understanding, patient, and just I think if anything, it just builds up the anticipation. Because that first game back, whether it be against Oklahoma City or a different team, all fans are going to be tuning into their TV, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I can't wait. I really cannot wait to see them again. Like, it's the rodeo road trip. It was kind of a risk, you know, still putting that together. Just with our, you know, like, current reality and current events. So, but it really seems like it did what it always does for the Spurs groups, and that's just, like, brings them together like no other NBA team, like, gets a chance to. Like, very few teams spend, what, it's like, seven games on the road in a row. And I think for the young core, you can see how much it made them help to, like, get to learn how to actually – like, run plays and play with each other on the court. So I'm hoping that stays and we can see that again soon.
Yeah, and also, too, you know, during the pause, Spurs fans have been just pushing for DeMar DeRozan to be an all-star. He didn't make the starting lineup. Everybody kind of knew that was coming, but there's still a chance for the reserve squad. During the pause, that has been a topic, whether DeRozan should be named to the Western Conference reserves. What do you think?
I mean, I think he definitely deserves a spot on there. I think I saw a stat the other day where he's third in the league in, you know, under 20 seconds to go tie or game winning shots. He's got like 17 of those. Like, that shows his leadership in those crunch moments in the very end of the games where he's just can, like, you know, that you can rely on him. And yeah, on the road trip again, he was, you know, having some 17-point quarters there, just really, really showing that he can still take control over an entire game when he, like, if it needs to be. So, I mean, hopefully we can see him make it to the reserves here. There is still some time, but, like, it would be such a shame to know that he wasn't there.
Yeah. I mean, I think all signs are pointing that he'll make it. I think it'll be close because you got guys like Dame, you got guys like Zion, Ja Morant, mm-hmm. you know, let's face it, it's a popularity contest, and that's what it is. But, DeRozan deserves it. He absolutely deserves to be named to the Western Conference reserves. But it seems to me overall, Cameron, that Spurs fans have been doing and coping pretty well with no Spurs action during this pause.
Yeah, I mean, it's also super close to the All-Star break, so I think we were all sort of kind of like geared up for it as well, or just out of habit, ready for it. So, as long as, the biggest thing, let's get the team healthy, let's get everything, as ship shape as it needs to be so that, we don't have to do this multiple times throughout the season. Let's just have this be the only one.
Yeah, hopefully this is the last one and the only pause the Spurs will be going through. When we get back, we're going to shift gears and talk about the future. We're going to look into the crystal ball and talk with Cameron whether or not he feels and if Spurs fans feel that the young core have what it takes to make it into that NBA All-Star game. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about Rock Auto. You need to go to rockauto.com right now. Reliably low prices, all the car parts you'll ever need. You need a motor oil, they got it. You need carpet, they got it. You need a tail lamp, they got it. They have everything there at rockauto.com because their catalog is so easy to navigate. They got all the brands, specifications, prices you prefer, everything you need in just a few easy clicks, and those parts get delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you do that, right, locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. We're back, and I'm joined by Cameron McClure. You can follow him on Twitter at DangerATX. He's a longtime Spurs fan, and he's here repping the fan base on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Cameron, we kind of talked about DeMar DeRozan and then this year possibly making the Western Conference All-Star squad. Let's gaze into the crystal ball. Let's look into that magical, mythical realm and project out if any of the Spurs young core can be an All-Star. Now, we're going to limit it to Lonnie Walker, DeJounte Murray, Derek White, and Keldon Johnson. So we'll get the fan view first, and then we'll get your thoughts. Do fans feel that any of those four, all of them, one of them, none of them, have what it takes to make an All-Star?
I mean, I think most fans would say you're going to see DeJounte Murray in an All-Star game within the next 3 years. His game is just, from what I've seen this season too, it's just really taken that next step to where he is very in control and he looks very calm out there. And I mean, he's just been putting up some numbers. So that's looking like he's only trending up. And I'd also say probably Keldon Johnson. If anything, Keldon Johnson is going to be a fan favorite. He looks like he has got such a high energy and engagement when he's on the court. I mean, we've seen how many thick pictures of, he's not in the highlights. Another Spurs player is dunking, but he's just behind there just screaming his heart out, willing them to get that highlight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if his actual points and statistics can, catch up to match his energy, yeah, you're going to see he's got enough him in an All-Star game in the future too. Maybe not in 3 years, maybe in five or something like that, a little bit more, a little bit younger. But the way that DeJounte's playing, he's going to start opening the eyes across the league, especially if they can get back to the playoffs and he gets some time to shine there in the national spotlight.
What about Derek White? Of all those four players, right now, as we speak, it's kind of a 1-2 punch with him and Murray. Those are, of those four, the more complete players right now. Do you think Derek White has what it takes, or you just think that it could have come down to those stupid little things? Popularity, he's not flash. He's not, crossing over people and breaking ankles on the daily, nothing like that. You think he could see an increase in minutes and then increase in production as his career goes forward and still get kind of ignored?
Unfortunately for Derek White, I think he's just almost a perfect Spurs player in that, he goes out there and just does his job, Jeff. He's just going to go out there and you are going to get A-plus defense as well as a good on the court, director of the action. He really sees what happens on the court, I think, clearer now. And Yeah, I think he's just a little too Spursy for the All-Star game. Like, in his interviews, he just talks about all the good stuff he did and then goes off. So I think if the All-Star game is a popularity contest, and it's not that he's not popular, it's just that, like, I don't think anybody recalls Derek White. I mean, he's had 30 points in the playoffs, but yeah, like, you're probably not going to hear any national broadcaster say his name outside of, like, them in the Western Conference Finals or something like that.
Right. And he's like one of those guys that sneakily bring in those highlights. Remember a couple years ago against Denver when he just dunked it on, I think it was Paul Millsap. There's that. But then you look at last year in the bubble, he's taking charges. Yay.
Yeah.
And that's great, but you're absolutely right. The fans won't see that. The national media won't see that because he's just quiet. But he'll definitely, in my opinion, I think as his career progresses, he'll definitely start getting at least more votes for that if he continues on the path he's at. But there's another question I got to ask you, though, and we got to bring it up. Spurs fans, I don't know if they use the word sour. How about just tapping their fingers, looking at Lonnie, kind of like, okay, Lonnie, what's going on here? Of the four young guys we're talking about right now, their potential to be an All-Star, is it safe to say he's still kind of out there, like, we just don't know?
That's the thing I think with Lonnie, Jeff. I think you're exactly right. Exactly. We don't know what he is yet. You know, he's our guard, our forward, but, like, what is it? Like, he has had those, like, those pops where he goes off for, you know, 20-plus points.
Right.
Or, you know, when he can take out, like, what with Houston, where he just decided, you know, like, we're winning this game and took it over. But then he can go quiet for long stretches. And I think he needs to really show a little bit more consistency somewhere in his game. It just seems like any part of his game can be, be at an all-pro level, but you can't get most parts of his game to be at an all-pro level at the same time. So I think, you know, he's got the best coaching crew around him for his talents and his natural abilities. And if he just really absorbs, you know, what Coach Becky's giving him, what Pop, what Chip are probably providing him, like, he has all the right pieces to be an all-star player. And it's just making sure that they all work together at the same time consistently, I think, for him to really start getting more minutes and more trust.
Is it safe to say of those four young guys that Spurs fans would agree that likely it'll be KJ or Murray to be the next all-stars?
I think that's probably the going consistent. DeJounte Murray is probably the highest fan.
And we got to remember this too. Look at the conference they play in too. I mean, it's going to be tough to beat out Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell, Dame Lillard, Ja Morant, whoever the next young, Anthony Edwards, if he, you know, gets things together. I mean, he's just a rookie. I get it, but you kind of have to factor that in. Because they're going up against some stiff competition in the Western Conference. Because if you look at the balance, remember back in the day, Cameron, it used to be literally pick your center, pick your two forwards, pick your point guards. Pick, you know, that's gone. It's more like it's a free-for-all. Who y'all want in? That's pretty much what it is.
It's just all fans voting. So it's just all popularity contests. You're exactly right. I mean, Spurs have had to fight to get Tim Duncan a top five all time, you know, into the All-Star game in the past. So, like, and with – you know, like, all of, as you mentioned, all the other teams having at least one real media darling, you know, like Luka or, you know, Ja, just, you know, the media likes them. They're giving them a lot of highlights and stuff like that. And meanwhile, Spurs are just winning, as always, just calmly winning and like holding tight in their conference.
Yeah, they definitely are. And look, what do Spurs fans usually say? Hey, we're under the radar. That's good. We like it that way. And maybe that's all that matters at the end of the day. I'm pretty sure if you were to ask these guys, hey, would you rather be an all-star or win and get multiple all-star nods or win multiple titles? Safe bet, they'll say, you know, give me the titles. And these young guys, they're not even in their primes yet. That's the scary thing. DeJounte, maybe starting to see that groove, and you know he's gonna start seeing a dramatic pickup. Because what do they say? You don't hit your prime years in the NBA until what? Late twenties, early thirties. That's when you're really
like
getting going.
27 to 32, and that's where you really can just make the league your own during that time.
Well, DeJounte's in it then. You know, he's hitting it now. So here we go. So his time to shine and to hopefully make an all-star nod would be in the next few years. Derek, possibly. But KJ, we forget, Cameron, he's just a sophomore in the NBA. We forget that.
Oh, yeah. He's so young.
And he really is. And you look at Lonnie. Lonnie, he had what? Started his career all banged up. Remember, he got hurt early, and then they shipped him to Austin, and then he comes back, and he's trying to find his way back into the rotation. But now he's there. Now it's turned into, okay, now what do we do with him? Do we keep him a starter? We come off the bench. We saw him come off the bench right before the pause, and that seemed to work. Hopefully, they'll continue that moving forward. But yeah, there's so many factors into what will happen to these four young guys and whether they'll see an all-star nod to their resume. But at the end of the day, Cameron, I think it just matters. It's just titles for these kids.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
All right. Well, Cameron, so go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that you can see that in this young group. I think that's what really stood out to me is they all look like they want to play in the NBA. Like, this is their dream. They're living it out. And if they can hold a title up one day, That's what their main goal is, I think, right now.
Well, remember when Murray, early in his career with the Spurs, how many times did he share his thoughts on the titles? He would be in the practice squad, the practice gym, and seeing the banners hanging in the practice gym saying, I'm going to get one of these one day. And then he repeated that over and over again. So we know where his mind is. And
right.
Yeah, so if they can keep that mentality of titles first over individual accolades, I think that'll take them far, Cameron.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Jeff.
All right, when we get back, we're going to have some fun with Cameron and continue this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. We're going to put Cameron on the hot seat and ask him if he's going to buy or sell a few questions regarding your San Antonio Spurs. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, reality TV, TV shows, real-time updated odds, and props on almost anything you can imagine. And BetOnline has you covered when it comes to all the news, scores, and odds. And it's the best place to pretty much place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts, and use promo code LOCKEDON. We're back, and I'm joined by Cameron McClure. He is a longtime Spurs fan, and he's here repping the entire fan base right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Cameron, you told me over the break right now, the commercial break, that you once were able to take down Thanos single-handedly and you didn't even need the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah. It's super easy. He's a real pushover,
All right. Let's have some fun now, Cameron, and put you on the hot seat and ask you a few rapid-fire questions if you're buying or selling. So the first question is, are you ready, Cameron? I guess that's the first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Are you buying or selling that LaMarcus Aldridge will be a Spur at the end of the season?
I'm buying that. I would prefer to sell it, but I don't really see where there's a deal in place, so I'd probably have to buy that.
You buying or selling that what you're seeing out of Lucas Samanić is enough proof that he will become an impact player in the NBA?
I'm buying that. I will buy all of that.
All right. Why do you see that? What is making you drool over the prospect of Luka just being that guy with San Antonio?
Mainly because I'm sort of a bit of a hopeless fan, but I am a sucker for tall Luka. I want to see him dunk on people in the NBA. I want to see him have 17-point fourth quarters to will us into a comeback, because that's just going to be real fun basketball to watch. So if I end up taking a little bit of a loss on this, but if he can become it, I want him to become an impact player.
All right, here we go. We're going to keep with the young guys here. Are you buying or selling that Trey Jones, maybe not this year, but next year, is going to be pushing for the starting spot on the San Antonio roster?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to sell on that. He's got a he's got a lot of people in front of him that I think he's got to be way more impressive than. But there's a lot. I mean, there's some spark in the G League, so let's keep that going, Trey.
All right. And the final buy or sell question we have for Cameron McClure is, are you buying or selling that the Spurs will make the playoffs this season?
I'm buying that, Jeff. I think that they are just going to be – they are going to stick around the 5-7 seed. No one's going to talk about them. No one's going to even notice. And then the playoffs are going to roll around, and one of the teams are suddenly going to realize, wait, we're playing the Spurs? Their series is against the Spurs? And then I think that's I really think you're going to see DeJounte. We're going to make the playoffs, and I think you're going to see DeJounte like at least have one game in the series where he just puts the NBA on notice that he's coming.
And the fun bonus question we have here for Cameron McClure and this hot seat buy or sell segment is, are you buying or selling that the Zack Snyder JLA HBO Max movie is going to wow you or disappoint you?
I'm going to buy it, man. Sorry. Like seeing Darkseid, he looks good. He looks like a good guy that the Justice League is going to have to try and take down. Those trailers were very exciting to see.
That they were. Yes, they were. All right. There you have it. Some buy or sell questions for Cameron McClure. Make sure to follow him on Twitter @DangerATX. But we're done talking. We want to hear from you. Again, hopefully by the time we're listening to this episode of Locked On Spurs, it's already been announced that the Spurs are playing the Thunder tomorrow night. Crossing fingers. But if not, just hang on in there. You made it this far. You can survive a few more days without Spurs action. And as Cameron is making it very clear, there's still the Austin Spurs games you can go check out. But yeah, make sure to subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Subscribe. We've got an iTunes account. Great. Spotify. Great. Radio.com, fine. You can find Locked On Spurs there and everywhere on every major platform where podcasts are available. And it's not just Locked On Spurs. Be sure to check out all the Locked On Network shows from Locked On NFL, Locked On NHL, Locked On MLB, and MLB, excuse me, and even Locked On Today. If you need your sports covered in a quick bite-sized 20 minutes or less, well, you want to go to Locked On Today. You get more of the sports news you need in less time with Locked On Today, hosted by Peter Bukowski, who breaks down all the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. So you start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. And Cameron, take it away. Tell all fans so they can chat with you and discuss some Spurs action.
Yeah, you can always find me on Twitter @DangerATX. I am on there basically retweeting Spurs highlights and getting into comic book arguments that Jeff sets up between which heroes are able to beat who in basketball and why Skeletor is able to dunk on He-Man. But yeah, thanks so much, Jeff, for having me on. I'm glad to hear that you're safe too, and all of San Antonio's recovering, and we're gonna get back, we're gonna get watching some more Spurs, and we can keep the conversation going.
Exactly. So for Cameron McClure, I am Jeff Garcia. We're gonna put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.